Good afternoon. With high pressure in control, we'll enjoy another mild day with dry weather and a fair amount of sunshine. The sun, though, will be mixed with cloud cover, but that will not stop temperatures from reaching the middle and high 60s for late day highs. Still a few scattered clouds around tonight as a weak disturbance passes by. This will keep temperatures in the 40s once again. And then tomorrow, another front will move our way. And again, this will build up the cloud cover, especially across the higher terrain, but I think enough sun will get through to leave us in the upper 60s for highs once again. The breeze will pick up as the front passes by, and somewhat cooler air will begin to flow in tomorrow night. And with a return to sunshine on Thursday, we'll be back into the lower 60s for highs on the opposite side of the front. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Midwest, where another and more potent system will get its act together and head in our direction. Cloud buildup on Thursday night will eventually lead to rain showers on Friday, maybe even a steady rain for some folks, and we can't rule out a thunderstorm, depending on how much energy is accompanied by this front. We're looking at temperatures on Friday to reach the middle 60s. Still some leftover clouds, especially in New England on Saturday morning, but the trend will be for increasing sunshine and a northwest breeze. Cooler air on Saturday in the upper 50s to around 60, but we'll spend the rest of the holiday weekend on the dry side with a mix of sun and clouds and a warming trend, lower 60s on Sunday, and into the upper 60s and even close to 70 on Columbus Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern Arizona to west Texas. Daytime heating, in conjunction with orographic influences, should aid thunderstorm development by mid-afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms should mature within favorably sheared environment, then spread northeastward within an air mass that will support robust updraft. Isolated supercell structures are expected, and hail is the primary concern, though locally severe wind gusts cannot be ruled out. Meanwhile, the historic rainfall that has produced catastrophic flooding across the Carolinas is slowly beginning to taper off. Additional rainfall amounts will be minor, though, through Tuesday, but moderate to major river flooding is forecast to continue through the remainder of the week. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Joaquin, located about 425 miles north-northeast of Bermuda. Joaquin is moving toward the north-northeast near 13 miles per hour, and a turn toward the east-northeast and an increase in forward speed are expected today, with a rapid east-northeastward motion expected tonight and tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Joaquin is expected to become an extratropical cyclone tomorrow or tomorrow night. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Laredo and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 22 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 90, set in 1900, and the record low, 24, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:28 p.m., 11 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny Thursday, lower 60s. Good chance of showers or a steadier rain Friday in the mid 60s. Increasing sunshine breezy Saturday, upper 50s. Lower 60s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. And a mix of sun and clouds on Columbus Day for Monday and highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.